Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in. Time for our daily editorial on this Tuesday, the 20th of December. About a week away from Christmas, and for all you Jewish folks out there, your Hanukkah started last weekend. Obviously, congratulations. Number of things we want to talk about this morning. The first thing we want to talk about is the spending bill that was introduced by the Oval Office, and enough Republicans caved, for lack of better terms, that the bill is set to pass by this Friday. Jimmy, what are your comments?
Yeah, so what we're seeing here is, once again, the surrender caucus, the Republican surrender caucus, that is about the payoffs, right? So the way you hold power in Washington, the way you protect your party membership, is not by following the basic principles and philosophies that underpin your election and what your voters are calling for, but by providing, you know, budget incentives and enticements through basically these pork barrel funding projects in different communities. Yeah. So what we see here is the Republicans bowing to that basically spending priorities that give them no power until September of 2023 to influence the budget. And it surrenders in a number of issues and gives Democrats more power to put them behind, in my view, in the long term, to where they're going to have very little to be able to do in fiscal 2023 as they're going into the 2024 election.
I don't understand the point of that, Jim.
Well,
they've got a golden opportunity right now, and they seem to be caving. Why?
Because it's about the money, right?
Yeah.
It's about the power.
Yeah.
And so the way things work in Washington is, all right, what earmark can I give my constituent? What do I owe somebody in order to keep my position of power?
Uh-huh.
You know, Mitch McConnell. So what can I do to protect, you know, the senator that I like and keep them in power so they don't look bad at the next election? But, and of course, this whole view that the world, the entire United States, is looking at the world from the United States inside the 495 Beltway in Washington, D.C. They have lost touch with the rest of the country because they know how things work there, and they continually kind of fail, Republicans fail to meet the requirements of people that elected them.
Yeah.
I think. So I in the long term, you'd like to think there's some strategy behind it, but as we see clearly, there is no strategy as they fail once again. And again, I just think many of the senior leaders, the old school Republicans, do not understand the battle that they're actually fighting in Washington, because they are driven by the Washington Post, the New York Times, and the network news media. And that is being completely geared to attack them, and they're afraid of those attacks, so they're not willing to stand up on principle.
Well, let's go on to a different subject. We can talk about that one anytime, and I'm sure we will be talking about it between now and Friday when it's scheduled, for lack of better terms, to pass. What do you think about the fact that Wells Fargo was fined $1.7 billion over consumer banking violations? I think that shows a little bit of the character of Wells Fargo. How about you, Jim?
Well, yeah, clearly they were fraudulently creating accounts in order to get incentivized bonuses and basically taking, you know, advantage of their customers. It's not just problematic for Wells Fargo. It's actually problematic for the entire corporate finance world, because we're seeing this happen over and over again. There's not a foundational sense of responsibility to either consumers or ethics in order to protect our industries anymore. It's about what you can get for yourself and how you can legally fight your way out. And I'll throw this right back into Bill Clinton's face. As president of the United States in the 90s, his goal, he lied before the American people, and the solution, how he got out of it, was with lawyers and more lying.
Yeah.
And that set a precedent for corporate America and for American citizens that, oh, you know, whatever matters, you know, whatever, everything goes. And the only way to solve these problems is, or the way to solve these problems, not the only way, but the best way to solve these problems is hire new lawyers, force litigation, and make them catch me. Yeah. And that's what we're seeing with the problem in the media. That's the problem we're seeing with corporate America, where they are sacrificing basic values and principles to achieve financial gain.
Well, we're kind of in a bad situation in terms of our country right now. A couple of other subjects. One of them is basically every newspaper that I got emails from this morning had printed the following argument. I'm including the New York Times, the Seattle Times, and everybody else. They said, January 6th panel makes criminal referrals for Trump. That was something that happened over this past weekend. Jimmy, what are your comments about that? I guess all I can say is, of course, it was completely expected.
That's right. The January 6th partisan select committee, select of only people who would, you know, look politically at the entire issue of January 6th, have given their referrals to the Department of Justice. I think there are four charges they put forward against Donald Trump and some of his legal team and other advisors. Excuse me. That will have to be, you know, decided by our very unfortunately corrupt justice system to whether or not they go forward and charge him. If they do go forward and charge him, and I think this has been the point from the beginning. I mean, this was nothing new, nothing unexpected here. And there was no real new information that came out in this final closing of the public hearing yesterday.
Right.
From the beginning, it was a political farce. From the beginning, it was intended to actually, you know, charge, criminally indict Donald Trump in order to politically weaken him. And from the beginning, the Justice Department has been supportive of that. So we know that, you know, Merrick Garland and what they've done with Mar-a-Lago raid, with the FBI's involvement and the DOJ's involvement with social media companies, we know very clearly that this is political maneuvering.
Yeah.
The question is, how much will the American people begin to learn? It's only the opening with the Twitter files. And how much more will we learn about this? And how far is this regime willing to go to silence opposition and use the power of law enforcement to silence political opponents?
And that's by this regime, you're talking about the Democrats, of course.
I'm talking about the Biden regime, which
course.
Is no longer, in my view, a legitimate government, you know, entity, because they've breached the rules that are fundamental to our nation.
Yeah.
With the silencing of voices, using government to do that. When the border issue is another great example, when Corinne Jean-Pierre, the White House spokesperson, basically blames the judge for filing the closure, allowing the closure of Title 42, which allows people to, you know, enter the United States for asylum seeking, that, you know, the Trump administration put in place to stop the flow.
Right.
When they say, well, we've got to abide by dropping it, they forced the legal action to drop and defended the legal action to drop Title 42. So they are saying publicly that, hey, the judge is making us do it, but they forced the judge to make a decision. And of course, this is a very politically driven element, but it shows the level of corruption, manipulation of the justice system, and how far they're willing to go.
Yeah.
Not even what they've done to silence people with tech companies and social media companies.
Yeah. Jimmy, I got another question for you. That I posted an article from Lou Rockwell. It was basically an article written by Dr. Ron Paul. And they are agreeing with us. We've been talking about, you know, somehow censoring or closing the FBI for quite some time. And between Lou and Ron, Dr. Paul, they are saying we really believe that we really need to abolish the FBI. I want to direct your attention, you guys, to this particular article. It's a very, very good one, and it's now on our site. Jim, any comments on it?
So I think that there are people, in particular, political appointees during the Obama administration that ended up becoming, you know, formal employees, general service employees, political appointments that became employees that have been protected by employment rules within the Department of Justice and the FBI were very politicized.
Uh-huh.
And they're in senior leadership positions. It's been clear with the Russian collusion lies. It's been clear with the, you know, numerous leaks and, of course, attacks on political opponents.
Yeah.
I think there is a need.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I think there's a need for some level of federal law enforcement capability.
Yeah.
But they've breached the trust of the American people, and it needs to be completely revamped. And the people that have used their power of law, color of law, in order to intimidate and silence and attack American citizens, including the former president of the United States,
uh-huh.
they need to be held accountable. They need to go before open trials, and they need to be, those that were involved and broke the law need to be convicted, and serious ramifications, serious penalties need to be held accountable.
Yeah.
If that doesn't happen, we have no trust and faith in our system, and eventually it will collapse.
Yeah, so I agree 100%.
Does the FBI need to be disbanded? I think the senior leadership needs to be gone. Those people that have been politicized, I think they need to be held accountable. They need to focus on issues that are cross-border, that affect this nation, that are very important. Pedophilia, yeah. for one,
yeah.
Using tech industry, and really focusing on those threats outside of America. The intelligence agencies are supposed to be focused on, but when they come to America, the FBI has a responsibility. So Chinese infiltration and taking data. There is some level of law enforcement requirement to protect our basic foundations.
You bet. Okay.
They've strayed away from it. And that we need to be put in place something similar to the church commissions in the 1970s that really opened the books on what happened in the with the intelligence communities during the 50s and 60s. And, of course, this all stems back from the National Security Act, 1947, and the expansion of the national security state, something that General Dwight Eisenhower and President Eisenhower for 8 years.
You bet.
Very much this about with the military industrial complex, with the science, with the people of these industries that have taken control of the politics of this nation.
Yeah.
And we've got to do something to stop it.
Well, you bet they do. I mean, it's really pretty sad. You've got a number of religious organizations. Probably the biggest one is run by a guy named Matthew Kelly. And they are openly advertising how bad things are in our country, and they are providing what they think are very effective non-secular solutions to that. So it's getting worse and worse. I'm a big supporter of Matthew Kelly, by the way. Now, having said that, Jimmy, anything else you want to talk about?
There's a lot of news breaking, a lot of different things.
Yeah.
There's some financial news with Japan actually shocking the global markets with their adjustment in the bond yield shifts, causing a big sell-off of bonds.
Yeah.
You've got the money going to Ukraine. You've got the continuation of that war. There's so many things that have been happening really in just a very short period of time.
Yeah.
This indictment, or these recommendations with Trump. Which, again, were not surprising. And then, of course, the Supreme Court and Roberts actually intervening to block removal of Title 42. I think that, we'll see what the Justice Department does to defend that. It's supposed to be, I think, by 5 o'clock East Coast time today to have a response.
Yeah.
And if in the potential damage to this nation from the influx of illegal immigrants that are crossing the border on a daily basis is now beginning to spread to where people like Adams, the mayor of New York,
yeah.
is actually saying, I need emergency help to stop this pain. And it's going to be this whole nation. You could not do more damage to America if you planned it than what the Biden regime is doing right now.
Well, an awful lot of the mayors in some of the border cities are actually complaining also again right now. They say, it's pretty tough for us to go it alone because we don't have that many people. But it has become very, very obvious that the influx of illegal immigrants is really, really posing a problem in the United States. And I would have to say more than anything else at this point, a financial problem. They don't want to just let these people die on the streets, for lack of better terms. But when the mayor of New York comes out and makes a strong statement as he did, and the various mayors on some of the border cities make the same statements, you know something has got to be fixed there. And for some reason, President Biden refuses to look into it, and that makes me angry. Not because I think he could effectively cause a solution to this problem, but because I think it's very, very unpresidential when you have a problem of this magnitude for the President of the United States to have virtually hands-on experience with it. Final comment, Jim.
So my position is Joe Biden. Yeah. And this administration, Mayorkas being the Homeland Security Secretary, could come out publicly today and say, you are not welcome in the United States without going through the legal process.
Right.
And we are going to hold you at the border. You will not cross.
Yeah.
That is what will happen. Stop it now. And any organization, nonprofit or criminal organization that's involved in that would be prosecuted for human trafficking.
Yeah.
That's what it would take right now to slow this down to a trickle.
The
Trump administration had it down to a trickle. This administration has opened the spigot, opened the doors. They want to change the demographics in the United States. And actually, once again, there are people behind the scenes here that are absolutely trying to destroy this nation. And I think it's incredibly damaging. And the fact that the Biden administration is doing nothing but facilitating that destruction is horrendous.
Yeah, it is horrendous. I have to tell you, what's going on? The Democrats are have almost solved their greatest ambition, which is to totally change the philosophy of the United States of America. I, for one, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing, which is get the word out via our radio program. Things are really, really bad in the U.S. right now, and I want to get that solved. You guys, we'll be back tomorrow.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.